Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Hey, Rash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or a box of sunshine. Eh, thanks for it.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time going, har.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on Radio KOL.
Hello, everybody. This is Ashalon, and thank you very much, Rhodey. Get my listener count up. Time for me to learn y'all something. Or something. Yeah, going to newbie. So I can be spammed with genius questions. Cardinal has sent me his obligatory posting of 5 questions, which is fine. Okay. Actually, that's less, because usually it's like 9, but he asks, so that's good. Hi, this is State of the Kingdom. This is the weekly, whenever the hell I'm here on Sundays and not going through hell in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Talk show about gameplay strategy. Number 1, I am not a dev. Number 2, I have no power in making anything be made in this game. Number 3, I want a damn hammock as a custom item. I'm never going to get one. Number 4, I will answer your questions. All you have to do is blue message them to Ashalon. That's player number 67689. If you are honestly have no idea who I am, then come into radio chat and see what's going on. And, hey, you might learn something or two. I tend to focus in on hardcore strategies. I tend to focus in on a 3-day softcore run, which I quote-unquote have patented, but, have been made completely insignificant compared to Lucifer's 2-day posting or the 1-day videos. But you know what? Them's the speedcore runners. Them's the uber-fast speedcore runners. I'm doing a run for those of us that actually don't have time to play. For whatever freaking reason. What I gotta do is blue message your questions to Ashalon. Now, just be aware that, this first hour of the show, I tend to kind of talk about some topic. In previous shows, I've talked about farming, or items to wear, or passive skills, or things that have gone on lately, and I'll probably hit some, the changes of the week and some other things. And let me kind of give you a preface where I want to go with my topic this week. Some of you may notice that Ashalon is not hardcore right now. And I see yesterday I had someone go, dude, did you, have a stroke or forget to hit the button? Did you fuck this up? Because he's not in hardcore. And, guys, this is planned. What? Yes, planned. Ashlan is doing 11 softcore runs to get the tattoos and to get three, hopefully four trophies, depending on... Because I'm getting the Gnomish, I'm getting the Boss Boss, and I'm getting the Triple E skill, and hopefully I'll be able to give me the Gender Bender. Hopefully that'll finish it up before my 11 runs are over. And that's my plan. I mean, and then I'm going back in hardcore. So, what I'm going to look at today is how to do a softcore, assuming that you have pretty much every hardcore reward there is possible. You know, you have a stainless steel outfit and a plexi outfit at your disposal. How then should you modify a basic softcore skill run to adjust with those items? And so we will talk. I'm pretty much vocals too quiet. Well, damn it. Okay. I'm going to play music. I'm going to go fix my vocals because I know what it is. It's that silly thing I was on last night. Fuck with my stuff. I'll be back in a song. Hopefully it'll work. Okay. Ooh. Yes, voice looks better, and oh my gosh, I'm in stereo today! Which is a rarity, if you know my system decides to never work on the left side. So let's try this again. Hi, this is Ashlan, this is State of the Kingdom, and this is Radio KOL. This is a talk show devoted to, how the game works and stuff. So, I'm gonna be talking today about my softcore set, and how I'm modifying it based on having hardcore rewards, and, you know, stuff like that, and, what else? And then second hour, we'll be answering your questions, so, I'm going to see if Lil says my voice is as SEO. Oh, now vocals work, of course, yeah. We can hear me now, yay. I'm poking Crovax right now. When are you gonna smash it? If you've not noticed, Crovax got a new custom item. That would be Crovax 1234. If you want a player number for ease of whoizing, 123388. The Watt of Crovacite. The Theory Watt is composed of ultra rare Crovacite, an extremely dense substance formed from the pulverized arms and armor of fallen Pork Elf warriors. Its mysterious aura made it invaluable as a component to the Pork Elves' rituals and magical experiments, as well as for making a delectably zesty dip for our cocktail parties. Alas, the secret of its formula was lost when the Pork Elves vanished from the kingdom. This is the only remaining chunk known to exist. And, yes, it is smashable, which is why we're like, when are you gonna smash it? When are you gonna smash it? When are you gonna smash it? And he's like, and there's nothing else left to smash, and it's the only thing that I could smash is left. And I'm like, damn. So, Lilith, I have to say that every time I do a Skype, Gmail, or whatever the hell program you had me on last night with Family Feud, which the DJs won, thank you. After a blatant attempt at rigging the game. Or something. Or we just sucked until Haplo got there, then like all of a sudden we like got a clue and started winning. So you have Haplo, you win the game. Because we didn't have Haplo, we weren't winning the game. But anyway, I digress. Yay, Haplo. I had a thought. So let's go ahead and let's do our first segment, which is new things around the kingdom. Of course, the Moxious Madrigal button has vanished, and it's a skill. Okay, it's a dynamic. And let's see here. The raffle's still going on. People are winning stuff. We found out the Grimacite is unsmashable. What else has been going on? No new trophies lately. No new dramatic areas. Really no new dramatic quests. It's kind of been pretty, you know, quiet. July 4th is a Tuesday, so we'll have the obligatory Tuesday adjustment of something. And, let's see here. What else? What a decent chunk of questions. So, keep sending them. Anything else new? Guys, what am I blatantly forgetting since, you know, I was gone for a week and really have no clue what's going on this last week? Bye, Leather. How can you smash top smashing a custom item? I hope to God that it, like, smashes into pieces and the parts, like, reassemble themselves. And it'd be like, you know, the little monkey who just can't stop doing the same thing over and over, because, you know, we'll find him, like, 5 years from now, just clicking, it won't smash, it keeps coming back together. I am so mean. Oh yeah, they did adjust the pith helmet, made it have a little bit more regeneration. I guess the only other news was, I'm done with my Plexi run. Finally. And so, like I said, I'm doing 11 softcore runs to get 3, hopefully 4 trophies, and 11 tattoos. Which I realized... Oh, goodness. That, I actually only need 10 of the skills, because apparently... After White Wednesday, I softcore permed a trivial skill, so I also really technically have to get 5 of them now, but I still have to do that 11th run to get the tattoo, because, you know, I'm a collector and stuff. Oh yeah, there's a new hat in town, the Jewel-Eyed Wizard hat, which, of course, all of us D&D geeks freaked out about, which, it's now right up there on my list of favorite references in the game. With the rubber emo row and the Jekyll and Hyde belt, because that's just a nice play on words. But again, I digressed again. New hat. Lets you cast magic missile. Darkness, and you get a Mountain Dew. And that was what cinched it for me. It's like, oh yeah, that's for the win. And all buffs and spells and things are +5 on duration, which I didn't want to mess with this first run, because I wanted to kind of, and I'll go on that later, play with certain things to kind of build up my new strategy piece by piece. But I've sorely found out that Ash really sucks at softcore compared to Dark Eagle, because he's missing about 80 different skills that Dark Eagle has right now. So I'm like, So, yeah. I'm having just massive yawnage today, and I don't know why. That's not the question that I highlighted. I don't know why it does that. Whenever I highlight certain text, half the time it does not. Yeah, so you do it right. So anyway, Ash is starting his softcore run, and man, we'll get the first one done tomorrow. Yay, my 3-day. Which I may have to do it in Ronin, or all I need is actually a turn outside of Ronin to get all my stuff, and then I'm good. But anyway, I again digress. So let's talk about my new little set of skills and stuffs. And you might notice right now that Ashelon, if you look at him, he's wearing an eclectic stash of stuff. The stainless steel skullcap, the stainless steel shillelagh, an icicle, stainless steel slacks, 2 of his accessories, a stainless steel scarf, and a wax lips. Now, I do have a second icicle, and right now this is me just kind of playing around, but what I was noticing early on was because I don't have Rage, and I don't have some of the other damage passives on Ash. Yeah, I don't think I have both of the claws yet. Oh, I do have both the claws. Well, I don't know. I gotta figure out what's going on. But what I was noticing was early on, I think maybe because I'm missing the third Mr. A. But I don't understand why, because I've been able to kill things before. But yeah, I'm digressing again. I was getting hit fairly frequently, so I switched out my third just fluff item with the scarf and replaced the sickle with the shillelagh, which now gives me a plus 35 instead of a plus 30 with just the dual icicles. So, in essence, I've switched out, gotten 5 more levels, and now have a shield to beat the crap out of things, which is great. Optimally, I would go 2 icicles and the scarf, because then, you know, more monster levels, the better, especially since I'm doing gnomish things, that would put me at plus 50 monster levels, and I'd be pretty happy. Which, when I adjust to a muscle class on my softcore run, I'm going to try that. I'm not using the crown or the boss bat breeches at this point, because A, I'm going for the gnomish skills, but actually because the skull cap and the stainless steel slacks are much better. So this now alters my pull set for day one. And if you've heard my basic 3-day pull set, it goes like this. On day one, I will pull 4 chow mains of whatever type I have, knowing that I'm taking Teetotaler and I'm planning on dropping it later. I've picked up 1 drink, be it a disco bandit drink or a tiny plastic sword drink, again, to match my primary stat, and that's my food and drink that I pull on day one. Then I would pull 2 Ms. Accessories, and then I have a Mr. Accessory Jr., which I did not pull because I knew I would not be using it because of the scars, but I usually pull a Mr. Accessory Jr. to help with the drops, so that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I pull Wax Lips, I pull Dope Wheels, Meat Engines, Rock and Roll Legend, Dingy Planks, Facsimile Dictionary. I believe that's everything that I pull. Now, if I do this right, that leaves me with, let's see here, 4, 5, I have this written down somewhere. I should probably just, look at my writings. But anyway, I have some pulls, and I usually will pull the swashbuckling outfit, because I never go to level 8 on day 1. I always hit, I get stomach, drop it, eat everything, and bank for the next day, because when I eat the next day, it jumps me all the way to level 7 almost every time. I'm not playing turns through level 7. Okay? So this suggests that where now I pull a skull cap, I pull the scarf, and I pull the slacks instead of the swashbuckling outfit, because I can pull them on day 2. Day 2, I again pull 4 foods, I pull 4 disco banded drinks, or 3 in a TPS. I, at this point, usually have either an ice cold beer or 2 or some imp ale I have usually gotten from somewhere. As my days go on, I will pull 3 ores, and then I usually reserve the rest of my pulls for, quote, the RNG is hosing me over on goat cheese / scrolls, screw you, I'm moving on. And then day 3, I pull 4 foods, 4 drinks, because, most of us don't have 3 TPSs, most of us don't have 2, but anyway, most of us don't have 1. And then I'll just kind of basically play out until I get out of Ronin, grab everything, go kill the Naughty Sorceress, but I'll leave those turns open on day 3 in the event that, okay, I didn't get enough turns to break Ronin, I need to ascend in Ronin, meaning I have to pull everything now. Which sometimes happens. Not rarely, but this one's going to be iffy. So that's my normal pull set. So basically what I ended up doing was I pulled 3 stainless steel items. Oh yeah, pulled 2 icicles. That's what I also pulled on day 1. 3 stainless steel items, the scarf, the skull cap, and the slacks. And I pulled the shield today because I started running into some problems. And I'm not even thinking about the Plexi outfit, because honestly, there's only two items you're going to be able to use during any given run because of the 75 requirement on your on a stat. And at that point, when you're up to 75, you're almost on cruise control, autopilot. Because 75 is, what, level 8 or 9? Okay, you're farming the peak, or you're farming scrolls, so you can get back to farming the peak, and or you're farming above the beanstalk. There's not much more at that point on a speed softcore run where you break Ronin every day. So, that's kind of, you know, my skill set. So, what I'm looking at now is it's slowly piecing together a kind of a blended concept with these stainless steel items and other stuff. And I know that there is a question that was asked of me later, earlier, on, where was it? Gleeps asked me, am I using Chalmane or Hymane? What about milk, magnesium, or munchie pills? I'm using Chalmane right now because that's what Ash has got stocked. See, I was going through, and when I first started planning Ashland, I was going to do softcore, so I was making stashes of things. And, you know, 300-400 Chalmane of each. You know, tons of ore, tons of this, tons of that. Because everything was, a lot of things were cheap back then, before Ascension. Back in the old days, things were butt-ass cheap. But, yes, T-dropping is still... The math favors the straight runs now? I don't know about that one. I've not seen that proven to me. Show me where the math is better for the straight runs, because I have not seen that. I know with the drinks readjustment with the super advanced superhuman cocktail crafting, but then again, I've sorely not done anything. Three high mains with milk and magnesia, and four new disco band drinks and oily mushroom wine, new disco band drink for a nightcap. Yes, but mushroom wines are expensive. Well, that's true. I don't go for the expensive. I just go for, honestly, look. Here's the deal. Not everyone's going to have just I'll be honest. There are some people who play the game because it's funny. There's some people who play this game because it's fun. Some people play this game because they want to be the best at any game they play. There are some people who play because of the camaraderie and this and that, you know, the whole four suits thing. And, you know, honestly, you know, I don't really go in depth on the high-end runs because, you know, they're posting what those high-end runs are. I mean, they are. They are just putting everything out there. Where I'm kind of like, you know, let's look at a strategy which is a little bit less intensive. But going back to the Chalmane Hymane thing, I've not played with Hymane. Probably should at some point switch to Hymane because it is a better food than Chalmane. That's true. I have no problems understanding that. That's just me not getting there yet. Milk of magnesium or munchie pills, I have none of those, and so have not really even figured them into my skill set yet. But again, it makes sense because you get more stuff on it. And what the hell humidifier are you talking about? Oh, it's somewhere else. So, I mean, honestly, I'm not doing Hymane or Milk of Magnesium or Munchie Pills because A, I don't have any of the three on Ash and won't be able to go buy any until this run's over. So, oh yeah, magnesium is easy to make, assuming that you have the skills. It's the same thing. Ash doesn't have all level 15 skills. You know, the only one of my characters that has a lot of stuff is Dark Eagle. And, yeah, I'm going to go Multi abuse my softcore multi and go make all the stuff for Ash so he can get sent. Yeah, that's just asking for trouble, people. So, I mean, honestly, I'm going to have to go buy some of it and play with it for a run or two, which I do plan on doing that. But, like I said, I'm kind of building up this hybrid strategy, bit by bit. And, you know, honestly, probably this whole thing's already been sorted out. And someone pretty much already knows it all in some clans. And, you know, that's fine. That's the super secret clan information. And that's fine. You know, they can have that. I'm going to figure it out for myself. Oh, is the Nook not level 15? Oh, that changes everything. I can do that then. See, this is what happens when I'm gone for 2 weeks, and I never bothered to, here's the other thing. I'm not even sure when the last time I made a potion was on either character, much less used a potion on either character. Because I completely lost the need to make potions. I honestly have not had a need to make potions. You know, a fully set up LTS synergy pretty much takes care of that business. With good, neat MP management, then you're okay. So like I said, I'm trying to adjust things. Yes, Rickett, I've seen that post. I have seen that post. And I even referred to it, the Lucifer's 2-day at a fraction of the cost post. But again, that also assumes that I want to do runs in 2 days. I find myself, and this is kind of my laid-back approach to this thing, I find myself content with the ease of a 3-day run out of Ronin. It's not that I can't do a 2-day run. I've done a 2-day run. It's just that I don't like to do a 2-day run. Because 2-day runs require a lot of focus, relatively, and stat management, and at times moxie days or stat days to at times help that. I like that 3-day pace because day one, I get to level 6, I drop teat, I eat and drink everything, I bank everything to day 2. How many ascension runs have I completed? Well, let's see here. Ashelond, which is my main character, has completed 29, and Dark Eagle, which is my softcore multi, which has always been softcore, has completed 114. He's on the leaderboard for most ascensions, even though he's taking a break to farm the crap out of stuff to replenish his meat supply. So 100 and almost 50? A lot. I've done about 150 runs. So there's your question there. Yeah, I'm still on the list. I'm actually, what am I now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 4, 6, 26th on the list of most softcore ascensions. Could probably gain a couple spots if I actually just decided to go do some softcore runs. But no, I don't do potions. I've just, with the 3-day, I just don't care. Because, you know, day 2, I eat my drink by morning, I'm level 7. I go kill the Bunner Dragon. I go farm to level 8 if I already didn't get to it. I pull my ores. I farm goat cheese. I farm the peach to level 9. I do the leaflet. I get my dinghy, and then I, go to the Orchasm and get my scrolls, and then I'm back to the Peak, and I'm level 10. And at this point, I'm usually somewhere either in the castle or in the airship at the end of day 2. Day 3, finish that off, get to level 11. How many turns do I have left? How many turns do I have after Ronin? Basically, it's my decision, do I do a lot of the lair section inside Ronin or not? And then, kill 90 sorcerers, ascend, go back to day 1. And it's a very, very soothing run. Because if you talk to a lot of the extreme speedcore runners, you will find out that a lot of them say that A, it takes a lot of time, or B, it takes a lot of attention, which I have neither. So, this is why I talk a lot about runs and skills and strategies that aren't for the extreme speed course. Yes, they're out there. But I also understand that not every player cares about extreme speed course. Now, this is probably why I would never ask to be in any of those clans, because I'm not a power speedster as much of anything else, and that's fine. I just have a completely different point of view, and that's fine. And, I'm ranting again, because, I do that a lot, but, I don't have 3 hockey sticks. I don't have 400 million meat to buy Black Lotuses any time I feel like it, to auto-sell them for donation meat. I don't have the financial accesses to do the speed softcore. And pretty much Jake and Silly has said numerous times that softcore is for the ultra-rich or the ultra-strategic to be able to do well, and hardcore is the more even floor for everybody. That you're all going to start at the same spot, maybe with a skill bank, or maybe with a reward or 3. But in essence, it's all the same. And that's fine. I mean, everyone's going to have a different, completely different point of view on this game. There are some people who say, I will never do anything but Oxygenarian. And there are people who say, I will never do anything that starts with Oxygenarian. So, that's fine. I've pretty much have found a pace that I'm happy with. My 3-day soft cores are okay. I do want to get my hard cores faster. That is something that I want to work on. Maybe just knock off a day or two off of them. Because, okay, Aris Face, it might be good, just as a kind of suggestion, to blue message those questions to myself and not spam up radio chat, because I do answer basically nothing but questions the next hour or so. But back to my original thought, I would really like to speed up my hardcore. I did an 8-day run this last time, which is great for hardcore. For hardcore teat, it's pretty cool too. I mean, but it's not spiffy. It's not anywhere near the records. I mean, if we look at the records, we get 4-day teetotaler runs. I don't have a clue. Honestly, no clue. I mean, with a 1-day and a 2-day softcore, I know how to do those. I understand. I see the strategy. I just do not have the resources. I've done a 6-day no path. Of course, I was coming off with whiskey. I don't see how you do a 4-day teat run. I don't see how you do a 5-day booze run. I don't see how you do a 3-day no path run. I don't see it. I just honestly don't. you know? And that's the thing, is I'm 3, 4, 5 days off, and I just do not see it. And that just makes me go, gah. Oh, stasis. that would explain everything. That's inside home. Do stasis. And see, you guys are making my point here. Haha, very tricky. And I don't like tricky. I don't like a game that basically if I make a mistake, I'm pretty much screwed for the next 10 turns. And that's just kind of, you know, kind of the way I am. So, okay. So, moral of the story. Notice in my strategies, I didn't say do a buttload of hardcore runs. Because you're in softcore. You can do a buttload of softcore skills. And then do maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 hardcore runs, understanding you're going to lose all those skills. But if you have pretty much, you know, if you have the skullcap, a shillelagh, optional shillelagh, slacks, and a scarf, you're fine. You're fine. And then you can pretty much go run the soft course. What the hell is stasis? Ah, I get to answer this thing again. Stasis is a card from the Magic the Gathering. And, it's a really crappy art. No. Yeah, I refuse to stasis as well because I also hate the time. Which then I got in an argument with someone basically that's saying, so in essence you want Jick to break the game even more to make it a joke for you to stasis instead of actually playing the game, which basically the whole dev team has said that that's kind of a mechanic meta gaming issue to speed things up. And which then he pretty much told me that I was an idiot, complete moron, and should have read every post he's ever said to understand that I actually know who he is, and et cetera, to which my thoughts was, bite me, kiss my ass, and you're an idiot. Not necessarily in that order. But stasis, what that is a combination of familiars and spells and fighting the correct monsters such that you try to hit them, you can't hit them. They try to hit you, and they barely damage you, so that as they're attacking through the saw spheres, you're regaining hit points and magic points. If done correctly, you can, in essence, fight a monster, kill it right near the end of the 30-turn limit, and have almost all, if not more, hit points than you started with, and a lot more magic points than you started with. And then you can go buff yourself for a bunch of stuff, and then you go do it again. Gah. No. It's nice, but, yeah, no. Hey. Let's throw out the thing there. I'm not answering any more questions in radio unless they pertinent. If you want in the question segments, you know, it's kind of how I've always done it. Is just kind of like how you send questions to Radio Bugbear on their show. Send it to me in the same way. Alright. Just do a little... A blue message, because that's how I keep track, because a lot of times I'm not reading those black messages unless something pops up, but because when I start going with questions, I'm only looking for blue text. So if I don't see blue text, I'm not going to see your question. Alright, so /MSG Ashland, ask your question. Alright guys, I'm going to play a couple songs and then I shall return and we're going to answer questions. If you do have a question about anything I've rambled on about, or tips for improving or tweaking without, you know, or other suggestions, then please feel free to go ahead and send those to Ashlon. This is the State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL.